Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Yesterday, I hosted for Bob Surratt. As you could tell, I cut myself there, right? My lip is still healing. Bob Surratt would be still laid up in the hospital right now, but I'm powering through two shows in 2 days within 24 hours because I'm a semi-professional radio host. And Sarah Leonard was going to call in, but her son decided to go into 105 temperature fever and screwed everything up. So, hi, Sarah.
Those kids, I tell
you. Right. And then now she's sick because her son was sick. Your son's doing better today?
He's doing better today. Now mom's on antibiotics, but I'm powering through it. Just like you're a semi-professional radio host, I'm a semi-professional mother. We got it.
Well, I had a tourniquet on my lip pretty much for the first 2 hours of the show yesterday, and nobody could tell because
Have I ever told you you're really tough?
Yeah. Well, all the time. So I got a question for you. Well, first off, why don't you do your Black Friday special you didn't get a chance to do yesterday? Then I want to ask you, we're getting bombed with phone calls and text messages about disclosing dead bodies in homes, and I want to ask you about that being the largest realtor in the area. So what's your Black Friday special first?
Okay, buyers and sellers will pay your attorney fees, and then specific to buyers, you will pay for your home inspection. And for my sellers, we will pay for your survey. So all of these ancillary fees that add up to the closing costs that you have, we will help to offset that burden if you buy or sell in the next 60 days.
All right. There you go. So within 60 days of today, call Sarah to either list a home or buy a home, and you will get those services on Sarah Leonard. She will pick up those services, the fees for those services. Now, do sellers have to disclose if somebody passed away in a home to a buyer?
Illinois is a non-disclosure state. So there are other states where you do, by law, have to disclose that as part of the disclosure process. We, here in Illinois, are not one of those. So no, you do not.
Can a buyer ask a seller, has anybody passed away in the home while they own the home?
They can, and by law, they're not required to disclose whether the answer is yes or no, but they can ask that question, yes, and you'd hope that the seller would then give them an answer. I will tell you, in my experience, I've had that happen, and it's really interesting because they said no because the answer was really yes, but they drove to the hospital after they had passed and after they were pronounced dead. Ooh. So it's interesting as to how they can kind of manipulate that answer because they don't have to, by law, tell you.
All right, Steve had a question about biohazard cleanup. Why don't you ask Sarah?
Yeah, so besides just somebody passing away in a home, dying of a heart attack, I get that. I think I'd be more concerned with the question of, has there ever been a biohazard cleanup performed on this house?
Is that allowed?
Another thing where they don't have to disclose it, so they can say, like, to my knowledge, that, you know, what that is. But even if that wasn't, whether that was right or wrong, there isn't recourse because not on the disclosures that are required by law for our state.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Huh?
No, that's awesome. I appreciate you taking the time. It's kind of eye-opening with all the disclosures we have to do and complete on the mortgage side. You would think there would be a disclosure about biohazard or a dead body on the real estate side, but I guess not.
Definitely the body side. Yeah, and then Dave, question. I've heard that you going to the bathroom takes a little longer than normal. Is that something that you wanted to
discuss? I wanted to put a spotlight on any more than I already had mentioned. Is that the question? Is that the question?
What? He's having a false start now.
That's nice.
You know, I love you.
All right. Well. Sarah was scheduled to be on at least two more times this year, but something happened. And all right. Feel better. I hope your son feels better. And thanks for clearing up those questions for all of our listeners. You're awesome.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend.